Mechanical humanoids have been hot stuff since one peeked from the pages of a book as the future-famous Tin Woodman in 1900. Many people know robot to be a 1920 moniker from a Czech playwright. Everyone knows C-3PO. Real world? Business writers for decades have flogged the narrative of robots as eventual human job takers. A story I wrote way back in 1994 already had them competing in niches far more creative than factory automation. Now, add artificial intelligence and the emergence of autonomy. Robots can fist bump and dance. They can run and perform tasks. Ann Scott Tyson reports from Guangzhou on how China is plugging AI, a controversial accelerator of just about everything, into commercial robot development and what it might mean for global economic competition. As always, you can head to our homepage, that's csmonitor.com, or to our app for more news reports, including on Friday's big speech by Kevin Warsh, the Fed chair in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. We're also watching developments in Nepal. It's Saturday, August 29th. Our next daily podcast will be on Tuesday, September 1st. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning, I'm Clay Collins. Here are today's Monitor stories. Many countries and companies are competing to be the first to achieve artificial general intelligence, a theoretical AI that can match or beat humans in any task. China hopes that putting AI in a body by investing in humanoid robots will give their developers an edge. Ann Scott Tyson reports from Guangzhou, China, for The Monitor. As Iceland votes on whether to restart talks about joining the European Union, the debate is sparking larger questions for the nation. Is it willing to reconsider its fierce independence, and should it look toward the United States or the EU for its future security? Mark Sappenfield reports from Reykjavik, Iceland, for The Monitor. A global initiative started by a restaurant in Mexico City has expanded to more than 100 restaurants in 14 countries, with diners at high-end establishments invited to pay what they can afford. Chefs say the effort reconnects them with their purpose of care and hospitality. Kendra Nordine Beato and Whitney Ulick report from Mexico City and Boston for The Monitor. On a South Carolina farm, a withdrawn girl finds her place as an equestrian in Delana R.A. Dameron's latest novel, Fairfield County. But this is no up-by-her-bootstrap story, says our reviewer. The South itself is too nuanced and multi-layered for that. Contributor Deborah Johnson writes for The Monitor. Find her full book review at csmonitor.com/daily. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com or on our app. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how God's love brings rest and peace. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Ian Case, Mackenzie Farkas, and Victoria Hoffman.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, United States of America. Copyright 2026.